if she hadn't come in to train me in the public school setting, I would not be here talking to you right now because I wouldn't have met my husband. I wouldn't, there's so many wouldn'ts that I wouldn't have in my life because of this person. And she made it possible for me to take a class of 20 to 30 kids and get them to listen and follow my instructions. And which is not easy. I mean, to all the teachers out there, a lot of people don't even understand how much of an accomplishment it is just to get kids to be quiet and listen, much less teach the subject area. And she did that for me. She trained me and changed my life.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today, we have a violinist and string teacher. She's also a Gratitude Seeker, and I'm really happy to have such amazing people as her listening to the Gratitude Podcast. And what I love about her and about the work that she's doing is that she is teaching people the appreciation of music and more specifically of violin and strings. And when I found out this, I thought that this will be such an interesting topic to explore together, because when we have so many things, the media and Instagram and many other outlets that are always telling us to want more and to buy the new shiny thing, having something that brings her so much joy and that she continues to explore and teaches others how to appreciate, I think this is something so wonderful, and it teaches us as well to appreciate something and how much we can appreciate something and how much joy and creative expression we can get from something really simple. Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast, Karen Dillard.
Thank you.
So I'm really happy that I'm emotional too, because I feel your emotions, and I actually... I'm a bit nervous as well, and I love that, to be honest, because it helps me appreciate even more what we're doing right now and the fact that it's something important for both of us. So firstly, let our audience know a little bit more about you, Karen.
Okay, so I started out as a Suzuki violin teacher, which I still do, and that actually was the method that hooked me into teaching. And he was a man that created this wonderful, wonderful method to teach humans a musical instrument from the time when they're 3 years old on. And then from there, I got into public school, middle school orchestra teaching, and I taught K through five. I've taught middle school, high school. I've maintained a private studio for over 20 years now. And then somewhere in there, I landed a job as an adjunct professor at our local university teaching string methods so that I could teach young adults how to do what I do and go out into the world and pay it forward. So I'm currently actually on leave from work, which doesn't mean that I don't play my violin, actually play it every day. But I decided to take a year leave. It's been 20 years since I started public school, and it was time to take a break. And if any teachers are listening, they know it was a really, really difficult past 2 years, which for everybody it was, but teachers especially. And it was time to take a break and kind of find my life, is the way I put it. Find myself, slow down, find possibly new direction or the same direction in a new way. I felt it in my gut that it needed to happen. So, and luckily I have an amazing husband who's by my side to walk with me on this journey.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's always a wonderful thing to have someone by your side,
yes,
regardless of your decisions and what you want to do with your life and where you want to take it. So let us know a little bit about your journey. Like, how did you get to become a violinist and strings teacher?
That is a great question with a fun answer. So in fourth grade, I grew up in New York, and you get to pick which instrument you want to play. They start it in elementary school, and I was deciding between the triangle and the violin. My mom likes to tell the story. I don't remember wanting the triangle, but she remembers the form the day I came home. And I chose the violin because I liked the way it looked when the bigger kids were carrying it. I thought it looked cool. It was not very deep, but that was, as a kid, that's what drew me to it. And I had a grandfather who was a saxophonist and a clarinetist, and that's where music first started for me. So the violin it was. And then as I went through high school, I decided I wanted to be a chamber musician, and I wanted to play on Broadway and play for Disney. I had all these ideas. And then I got through college, and the desire to perform actually diminished. I still loved playing it, but perform for a living. And then I went off to graduate school, and my professor in graduate school recommended I take this course. And the first book I had to read was called Nurtured by Love. And that was written by Shinichi Suzuki. And that was it. I read that book in under 24 hours and knew that that's how I wanted to live my life. That it's a philosophy. And the book is a wonderful, I call it a blueprint for life. And he used the violin as sort of a vessel. He was actually nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for it and his method. And I followed that path, and that path actually led me, that alone led me to where I am now. I mean, I not only did I encounter amazing mentors, but when I entered public school, I actually did not know what I was doing at all. And I was ready to quit. I wanted to just private teach. I was like, I can't do this. It's too many kids in one room. They're not listening. And then before I quit, our supervisor hired two educational consultants to train us. And again, it seemed that God just dropped people in my life that changed it forever. And when they came in and trained me, I absorbed it like, you know, ice cream. And I couldn't get enough of it. And from the first year I started teaching, my orchestras won awards, you know, the highest marks at assessments, and there was beautiful music happening in the classroom. I didn't want to stay there if the sound wasn't going to be good. And they taught me how to accomplish that in the classroom. So it was very fulfilling. And that's how I, you know, I really think it was a combination of God and placing the right people and me being willing to grow from it. And that's how I ended up teaching, which I actually never wanted to do. Isn't that funny? And never, ever, I told myself going into college, I am not going to teach. And it turns out that that's what I wound up doing, because it was sharing this thing with people that they could have for life, a universal language, and something that could bring them joy, even in isolation.
Yeah, that's so true. I actually remember my mother said that when I was little, and actually before I was born, to be more exact, my grandpa played the violin at home, and he also sang, and she kept saying that the atmosphere at home, especially on Sundays when they would all meet together or around the table, was amazing because of music. And for me, that's just relating to that story made me somehow melancholic, thinking about that experience. And I've heard my parents sing as well, but it wasn't the same without my grandpa and his violin. We still have the violin, unfortunately. My brother and I, and neither my father, we didn't learn it. I learned to play it, but it was so, so the memory, the feeling that I got from my mom when she was telling the story, was amazing. And I'm thinking about the power that music has, and that a musical instrument has. It's so wonderful. Even in a small family like ours, the fact that my grandpa was playing the violin changed the atmosphere, and it was like food for the soul somehow. And yeah, I think what you say you're doing with teaching people to play the violin, the fact that you believe that this makes the world a better place through music, I totally believe that. And yeah, it's something fascinating how something so simple, when enjoyed and explored properly, can have such a big impact in one's life.
One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature, and seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know, 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode so that you can easily access it with just one tap. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. You know by now that my favorite beverage is water. It keeps me going physically, mentally, and emotionally. Keeping hydrated is key, especially during the holidays when we're always on the go. From the cold outside to the much too hot interiors, we tend to sweat and to forget about the core good habits that end up making us feel drained. With convenient packets of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier or Sugar-Free Hydration Multiplier, you get 8 vitamins and nutrients, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and no artificial sweeteners. Making a smoothie or a fruit juice can be cumbersome, but with the true-to-fruit flavors, you and your family will keep hydrated in a much more enjoyable way. Dare, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by LIV Hydra Science, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Even more so, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GRAT at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GRAT at liquidiv.com.
Yes, definitely.
So let's know a little bit more about what's going on inside of you when you're playing the violin. Like, how did you see this change throughout your career?
Well, when I'm playing the violin, it's a good question, and actually not something I sit down and think about often. But when I think about it now, it's a combination of joy, that warm feeling that you just explained, having listened to it, is definitely what a musician feels inside as well, is a happiness and a joy and a presence. I think that when you're playing any musical instrument, you have to be present in the moment, which is a gift and not easy to do, and especially in today's day and age. It forces you to sort of be still and let feeling as a sound run through you. And when you're a musician, you are creating that. So you're giving out, you're letting it run out of you and run into you, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. And it's different things at different times. I'm sure many people, if they had to think right now about a song that helped them through a period of their life, they could probably think of a joyful period and a sad period, because if they sat back and thought, what did I listen to during that time? I bet they could really see that memory in vivid color. And it really creates, I think it creates, music creates a lot of who you are, whether you play an instrument or not, because what would the world be without music? I mean, I think everybody listens to it. Maybe there's some people, maybe there's a small percentage that don't, but most people have certain styles they like, or, you know, they play it when they're at a social gathering, or I think life would be very still and boring without it. So with that said, with myself, I find that at this particular point in my life, it has brought me out of a lot of sadness, and it's brought me a lot of joy as well. And of course, when I played with orchestras when I was younger, that was just magical. You know, that's a very moving experience to be on a stage with people and sharing that community, but not speaking, you know, creating a sound together with, whether it be my husband's a musician, so we play together, and we also play with a quartet where we're freelance musicians. So we do weddings and things like that. And for us, it's always joyful to play with other people. That's part of that magic. And then when you're playing alone, it's for personal progress. You know, when you're working on something hard, it challenges you and you work to get it easy. And then there are those pieces that you can play really well and you revisit to get you through, say, sadness, or if you're feeling joyful. So if we focus on the sadness part, which is what phase of life I feel like I'm in and coming out of, it's incredibly healing, because you could just sit with the sadness and feeling that you have and work through it with music that makes you happy. So it's sort of a therapist in a way.
Yeah. This is wonderful. And what you just mentioned, the fact that it helps us express those feelings of sadness or different feelings that we're experiencing, it's very important for us to find a way to express them. And yes. Art in general gives us a wide array of ways of doing that. And for you, it's music, it's the violin. For other listeners of ours, can be different things that they resonate best with. But definitely, I think it's very important for us to find a way of doing this, because through living those emotions, we can actually get to gratitude, to really experiencing gratitude with a whole heart, like really feeling it when we let ourselves feel the sadness too. And I'm guessing you're one of the people that are able to feel gratitude at a really deep level, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's something wonderful to explore, not just the instrument, but I'm guessing also the feelings that we have through the instrument. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, it's a good way of explaining it, for sure.
Yeah, it's I'm relating to this because I'm thinking about dancing, which I'm better at than playing the violin. And after learning the first few steps and understanding how it works, and when your body knows a few moves and it already has some pads, or the muscles already know some of the things that they need to do, you can express yourself easier and more freely, and that's a great way of expressing what you feel in that moment, whether that's sadness or joy or happiness or whatever that may be. And yeah, I think it's something amazing that we've been gifted with, to be able to explore actually our feelings through art, through different kinds of instruments. I think this is actually the source of what I was thinking about when I was thinking about us having this conversation. It's an instrument, but it's actually a means for us to express ourselves, to express our feelings, isn't it?
Absolutely. I call it the vessel. The vessel. And, it's listening to you talk about your dance and art in general. I think something important to also remember is that every human being, I believe, wants to be successful as well. And when you have someone in your life that can guide you through an art and teach you how to be successful, those dance steps that you use to express yourself are executed successfully, which makes you feel better and freer to express what you want to express, whether it be an artist taking a paintbrush to a canvas, or a dancer, or a violinist, or a pianist. It's if you can't play the instrument or dance correctly or put that work of art up there how you want it to look, it's not as gratifying, as satisfying. Mm-hmm. and when it is, this is why the arts are so much more important than any other subject area is because it not only allows you for that creative expression, but when you have someone in your life to teach you how to do it at a high level, you feel successful. And that is an incredibly positive combination of individual expression plus success and feeling like you can actually portray what you feel correctly. And, you know, at a high level, it makes you want to just keep doing it and keep getting better. And that's another thing about the arts. It's infinite. There's not a place where you say, you know, like math, I solved the math problem. That's correct. Let's move on to the next thing. You know, when you play a piece of music, it's okay, that was beautiful and I played all the notes correctly, but how can I make it even better?
One of the things that are guaranteed to connect you to gratitude is going out in nature. I love nature. And seeing how much plastic waste we are producing made me think of ways of cutting back. One thing I'm always throwing in my recycling is those huge laundry detergent bottles. But did you know, 500 million of those bottles end up in landfills and oceans every single year? That's why I made the switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. They come in plastic-free packaging, so they're more eco-friendly than traditional detergent. It's an easy way to get clean clothes without all the plastic waste. Get 40% off with your subscription at earthbreeze.com/gratitude. That's earthbreeze.com/gratitude. I've also included a link in the resources section of this episode so that you can easily access it with just one tap. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. You know by now that my favorite beverage is water. It keeps me going physically, mentally, and emotionally. Keeping hydrated is key, especially during the holidays when we're always on the go. From the cold outside to the much too hot interiors, we tend to sweat and to forget about the core good habits that end up making us feel drained. With convenient packets of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier or Sugar-Free Hydration Multiplier, you get 8 vitamins and nutrients, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, and no artificial sweeteners. Making a smoothie or a fruit juice can be cumbersome, but with the true-to-fruit flavors, you and your family will keep hydrated in a much more enjoyable way. Dare, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Powered by LIV HydraScience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Even more so, it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Stay hydrated through the holidays with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code GRAT at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code GRAT at liquidiv.com.
Exactly. This is what I love about this, relating to our initial conversation. We in art, we get to explore endlessly. Basically, we can find new ways of appreciating what we already have as a talent or as something that we put many hours into learning, and we can find new joy in that. And I believe this is a great metaphor for life in general, like the fact that we have some things in our life that are great that we can appreciate even more, and we have some people in our life that we can appreciate even more. Sure, they might not be perfect, it might not be easy every day, but the fact that we have them in our life and we can choose to appreciate them even more just makes us more open to a new world of possibility and a new world of beauty that we weren't able to see before. And that's why I love this this metaphor, because I think it's very similar to life in general, and to our relationships with one another. And the fact that we can choose to appreciate the people in our life even more, in the same way that we appreciate a violin or dancing or playing the piano. I think that's a really interesting way of looking at things, don't you think?
Yes, it's definitely parallel.
And since I've mentioned people, and you also mentioned some of the people that led you to where you are today, can you share with us some of the people that you're grateful for that made an impact on your journey?
Absolutely. So I had some amazing mentors throughout my life. And as far as teaching specific, I have my Suzuki mentor. Her name was Libby, and I trained with her, and she changed everything for me in the way that I approach teaching. And in turn, that helped my students over these 20 plus years be extremely successful, and students who still actually keep in touch with me, and some still take lessons with me that I started when they were three, and they've had success. I even have one that got to work with Itzhak Perlman at one point when she was about 7 or 8. But to me, that's that experience to be able to give that to somebody else. I have to attribute that to the mentors that taught me how to do what I do. And of course, Suzuki taught those mentors. So it's, you know, being passed down. And then for public school, I had a woman that came into my life as an educational consultant that became very good friends with me. Her name was Denisa. And if she hadn't come in to train me in the public school setting, I would not be here talking to you right now. Because I wouldn't have met my husband. There's so many wouldn'ts that I wouldn't have in my life because of this person. And she made it possible for me to take a class of 20 to 30 kids and get them to listen and follow my instructions. And which is not easy. I mean, to all the teachers out there, a lot of people don't even understand how much of an accomplishment it is just to get kids to be quiet and listen, much less teach the subject area. And she did that for me. You know, it's she trained me and changed my life, and actually changed a lot of other areas of my life as well. So those are the two teaching mentors. And of course, as far as the people who supported me with my music, was my family and my parents, who, you know, got me my violin and supported my passion for it. And my mother, who plays piano and used to teach piano, and my dad, who sings, and my sister, who's a visual artist. You know, art's always been in my family. So when I decided to play the violin, it was, I know, probably tough for them to listen to in the beginning years, but I had full support. My grandpa used to say, out of all the instruments, she had to pick the violin, the hardest one. And so yeah, it was a combination of course, family support. And then, like I said, as I get older, I realize how hard it is to find good mentors. They're out there, but it's like finding a diamond, you know? And these two women that I mentioned in my life really have had such a large impact. It's even hard to put into words.
That's amazing. I love the fact that beyond words, the fact that, so you appreciated what they did for you so much that you started helping other future teachers become teachers. And I think that's a really wonderful way of putting gratitude into practice, actually, appreciating something so much that you want to give it forward, to pay it forward. I think it's something amazing that you did, and even more so since you said that you didn't actually want it to become a teacher. And right. getting to the level you are at today, and teaching other future teachers to do the same, and to leave a legacy of happy, talented musicians for the world. I love this mission that you have, and I think you're already doing an amazing job with this, and I'm sure that for many years to come, you will definitely leave a wonderful legacy for the world. And music is very important for all of us in happy times, and also in times that are a bit more challenging, like the times that we are living in right now. So yeah, thank you for the work that you're doing, and for getting us to enjoy more of this beautiful instrument, and get more people to actually learn it. I know how hard it is, because my brother also tried to learn it when he was a child, and he there's a funny story that my parents kept telling me, that my grandpa wanted him to learn, and he was a child. He wanted to go outside and play, and he was trying to learn, and he was crying because he didn't get the right chords and everything. And it's not something easy, and that's one of the reasons actually why it's so beautiful, because it's something that requires practice, and when you're able to reach success in this area, as you call it, it's something amazing to hear. So yeah, thank you for your work.
Well, you're welcome. I hope it leaves a legacy and makes a difference in some way, shape, or form.
Well, it definitely does. And I think another important thing here is the fact that you are looking at what you're doing through this point of view, the fact that you are leaving a legacy of a certain kind. And I'm sure it's not as easy as it sounds to do so, but the fact that you have this vision for what you're doing makes it much easier to appreciate the journey. And I think this is an important idea to think about for all of us, and for all of the people listening, to think about the work that you're doing through this perspective, through having a mission and leaving a legacy of some sort, even though it might not be something really big, it can be something small that makes a difference for some people in this world. And let's know how you reached this. Maybe it can be helpful for our listeners as well. How did you get to have this vision?
Well, I think all humans want to have purpose, in some way, shape, or form. And I think an important piece of the puzzle is we talked about being successful at it and passing it on and the mentors. But for me, a critical piece of this was struggle. And I think for me, and possibly for a lot of people, when you struggle with something and then someone comes into your life and makes it easier or helps you be really good at it. Let's talk about that piece of it. So, you know, I had this passion for paying it forward, but the reason why, if I backtrack even more, the reason why I wanted to pass on what I learned is because if with Suzuki Method, for instance, I actually struggled as a musician when I entered college because I lacked a lot of the skills I needed to be how good I wanted to be, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I loved the instrument so much, I never gave it up. I mean, there were a lot of tears, you know, there was a lot of hard times and sort of meetings with myself about, well, this is where I really am with this instrument and with this talent, and this is what I need to do to get where I am. But when you don't have proper guidance at that point in your life as to how to get there, it's like the how sometimes is missing. And that's when someone who is a mentor that is amazing steps in, can change your life, and they teach you how. So how I got to that place of wanting to pass it forward, and then, you know, realizing, wow, when I do this, and whether or not this person who I'm teaching decides to do it for a profession or not, which is, it's never the goal to do it for a profession. It's always the goal to do it for personal satisfaction or happiness and, you know, just an individual talent that they can have. It's that piece of it where I struggled. I wasn't as good as I wanted to be at something. And then when I started to learn how to teach a certain method from this mentor, I saw three-year-olds getting things that I didn't get as a teenager that I wanted to give to all the students that I taught so that they didn't have to struggle how I did. So it's this idea of being excited about knowing how to do something and teach it in a system of some sort to pass on to make it easier for someone else to be more talented. I don't know, there's a lot of satisfaction that comes with that. And that's the type of person I am, whether it be that or anything else I'm doing. If I find a way to do it that creates tremendous success with it, but gives you a system to do it that doesn't make you want to quit or doesn't make it hard, I'm all about efficient systems. So if I could pass that on and give someone a way to learn it and understand it so that it's not hard, it's something that they could, it's attainable, and they could keep growing and getting better through it, and use that specific system over and over again and continue to have success, I think that that's a gift and something that I struggled with when I was younger. And I don't want to see other people struggle. So my goal is just to make my students better than me.
Wow. I love it. I love it. And I resonate with so many parts of that in the work that I'm doing with the podcast. And thank you so much for explaining that to us and for going into the details with it, because this inner process is so important. We're going through similar things and we can learn so much from each other. And thanks a lot for that.
You're welcome.
So we're nearing the end of our time together. And I wanted to ask you, where can our listeners get in touch with you if they want to learn or maybe get to teach sometime in the future?
Well, I have a YouTube channel. It's a small channel, but they can find me at Karen Dillard on YouTube. And I use YouTube mainly to maintain a library of my work. And my email is in the description, so they could always email me. And I never thought of expanding that way, but you know, Zoom is a big thing now and Zoom lessons are a thing, I guess. And but really, you know, for me, like I started the podcast with you and saying I'm not YouTube famous or Instagram famous. I'm not on Facebook. I like to keep things simple and stick to YouTube just because it's, you could see the visual and you could hear the music. So Karen Dillard on YouTube to see my work, and the email is there if you'd like to contact me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for everything that you shared with us, for being here with us, for being so present and so open about your life and about the things that you've learned. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude. De un an suntem o frăție cu de toate. Respectăm părerea pe bune și true. Că pui suflet în ea când îi faci un review. Respect shaorma indiferent de lume. Respect pasiunea pentru pofta pe bune.
Crispy shaorma la doar 19,90 lei. KFC.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.